You are listening to 89.5 KPOO San Francisco, and welcome to Reality Sandwich, where every Thursday at noon we serve up a palatable taste of the truth on topics of the mind, the body, the earth, our environment, our community, our spiritual connection, really every six systems that comprise the overall healthful living model, something that we're simply helping to co-create and organize along with all of you out there listening, as we're all aiming and intending to do precisely what Bono was just sharing with us so phenomenally and wonderfully and beautifully in his song, that we are one, but we're not the same, but we have to carry each other. And that I'm no longer going to accept your hurt, and instead I'm only going to embrace love. Welcome to Reality Sandwich. I hope you're sitting down with something yummy, because today it's going to be only me, Martin, here sharing you some of my perspectives and perhaps connecting with a caller or two to do really what the core intention of Reality Sandwich is, which is to help us understand the nature of reality. I mean, who wants to know more about what's going on than you? I mean, you're listening, you're paying attention, you're having your life, you're going along, you're doing things, you're being happy, and sometimes you're not. But every once in a while, you want to stop and check in on what's really going on in reality. And after all, it's pretty difficult right now to keep track of reality, given all the things that are going on in our world. Anyone listening has gazillions of email, all kinds of news happening, events, things, messages, advertisements, thoughts about other people, considering what everybody else is thinking about you all the time, constantly going on in our minds. It's no wonder that this world is so stressed out. It's no wonder that people are ill. Stress creates circumstance that puts inhibition on our ability to live. I mean, you've felt it, right? When you're stressed, you can't get much done, and it's difficult to relax. It's difficult to relax when you're stressed. Stress is the opposite of relaxation. Note number one to yourself. So, when we're stressed, we're not really in a great position to ourselves to be making much of the choices that we want to make on our own. Creates a really difficult situation, doesn't it? When we're constantly in reaction to this world around us, constantly driving what we're doing because we're reacting to it all the time. You wake up in the morning, you get a message on the radio. Hi, are you not as beautiful as you'd like to be? Well then, we've got a product. A product for me? Yes! A product! I can buy something. Oh, wait, I can look beautiful. I can feel much better if I just pay some money. Okay, I'll just keep working hard, doing this thing that really isn't very satisfying to me, but gets me some money, in order to keep buying all those things that you're saying I have to have in order to feel good, look good. I mean, haven't we noticed that in our reality, ladies and gentlemen? Haven't we noticed that things are changing? Well, the point of this show is that today is my birthday, and I'm very, very thankful and honorable, really number one on my birthday, by way of expressing my appreciation to those in my life, to KPOO here, Independent Radio, San Francisco, supported by the local people, allowing us to come on every week and share our perspectives and interviews and connection with really sharp people who care about us, the people, your interests, human beings, life, anybody really, in a conscious way. Onto the show every week and share some really cool insights. And we appreciate the ability to do that once a week, every Thursday at noon, with our listening audience. So it being my birthday today, just wanted to share my perspective, what I've been learning, because I've been paying attention for a long time to reality. Ever since I was a little kid, probably around three, I had to really pay attention myself to who I was, what was going on in the world, what were the influences, what was happening in my environment that was affecting my reality, because I had some pretty freaky parents and just a crazy upbringing, not unlike all of us, but somehow I learned very early to start dealing with it, and it had to do around food. I was a very picky eater, didn't want to eat meat, and my family didn't really like that, so I had to then figure out, you know, how to get them off my back. So a lot of learning went down. So anyway, I've been paying a lot of attention to what's going on in our reality because I've had to. So now today on my birthday, I'm 42, and I have had the opportunity to pay attention to a lot of what's been changing in my environment over the past number of years. And what I think I'm realizing is that there's a lot of other people who have been seeing the same things that I've been seeing because they've been passing through time, as have I, for the past 25, you know, relatively conscious adult years or so. And we've noticed some things changing. We noticed that a lot of things that used to be real were taken away and replaced with something that isn't real, that's a lot cheaper to make, and really isn't very good for us. Now, I remember the first instance of that for me was in 1977 when we first moved to California. My father was a health nut. He was into holistic health and stuff way back then, and he was buying a bag of Mother's cookies, which were supposed to be the, you know, Mother's. They made in the, you know, in the kitchen of Mom, and they're really yummy with incredibly high-quality ingredients and good chocolate chips. And my dad read on the ingredient list, no chocolate anywhere in the product. And that ticked him off. So he wrote a letter to the company, and they apologized. They said, oh, I'm sorry. We forgot to mention that there was no actual chocolate in the chocolate chip cookies. And it didn't really go over. But you know what? They made a change. They wrote a letter back, and they said, hey, thank you for letting us know that it's important to you, and we're going to modify that and actually do what we say we're doing. We're actually going to provide you the product that we're selling you. Well, what a concept. But over the last 30 years, since 1977, we've noticed a rapidly increasing degradation of the quality of things. The quality of our foods, the quality of things that we're creating, things that we're building. I mean, I'm talking about tactical stuff that most of us are being sold that helps us sustain life. I'm not talking about high technology, cool little gadgets that are fun and accessories, right? I'm talking about the kind of the staples, like food, for example. Food, completely now modified and brought to you as manufactured by chemical companies, completely designed for your human sustenance. We, as really smart people, have analyzed the human being and know how to give it all of its nutrients in a pill or this or that other factor in order so that you can live and completely follow all the rules that we're telling you to follow. So back to the main story. Life. Life and a perspective. And when you have a birthday, it gives you the opportunity to kind of stand there and go, hey, where am I in time? The reality is that a number is simply something linear. We're measuring the times that we go around the sun, and I have now gone around the sun 42 times. Okay, that's cool. But in reality, where am I or how do I feel in the development of the process of my life? So each of you, whatever age you are, you're in some sort of process of whatever your life is, your life experience from the time that you're born through to the time that you're no longer here. That's the process of life. And when you kind of look at it that way, you can go, oh, wow, this is really cool. Here's where I am. You know, I've done this. I grew up. I went traveling. I did this thing. I met this amazing woman. I got married. Oh, my God, these things are happening. Anyone else is telling their story. Oh, I went to school, I went to college, and then I got this job. And then, you know, and you just kind of look at it as a big process because everything is simply constantly unfolding. And that kind of helps us to get away from this linear perspective that we have all the time, which is constantly telling us that we're not in the right place at the right time, and then we're feeling bad, and then we're not really accomplishing what we want to do. So in looking at the process of life, I have noticed a lot of things changing in the environment, and it seems that as the world gets wired through this internet thing and that we're learning more and more about each other as a collective organism, it seems to me to be the same sort of a process that goes on with the development of any individual human being getting wired into the growth and the evolution of their own consciousness. Consciousness being the constant integration of the learning in the current moment. Yeah, we're learning something now. We had an experience. Ooh, that was hot. And in the very next moment of our experience of reality, we have integrated that reality and then chosen to affect our behavior as a result of that intake of information, right? That's called learning and called applied consciousness. That's really not just something specific to humans. I mean, every organism is doing that. They're taking the data, they're figuring it out. The main problem with we humans is that we have this consciousness thing that gives us the opportunity to decide, you know, what are we going to do? You know, we're going to go one way or the other with respect to something that occurs. We have a choice in the matter, and that choice is what drives us nuts. So in any regard, the environment's been changing, and in order for me to do my best in living life, you have to pay attention to the nature of the environment that's changing. If any organism does, is cognizant that the water around it is shifting, then it itself can be a choice about how to adjust in order to maximize your ability to flourish in those circumstances. So that gets me to realizing that this evolution of consciousness is happening really to everybody, whether or not they are, you know, actively involved in it. It's going on. And there seems to be something happening in our world where some people are saying, oh, yeah, great, I'm noticing that, and I'm taking this learning, and I'm realizing it. And others are going, no, it's not really true. I have to just keep following the rules and keep doing what I'm told in order to avoid all this fear that's going on. I mean, we have all noticed in our reality, so this is not really, you know, a new sandwich for us. We've all noticed that there's been massive fear going on in our, really perpetuated in our entire lives in all particular angles, 24 hours a day, in every form of media, from 9/11 forward, to sort of a massive gas pedal on the fear button. And I believe we've all been thrust into sort of mass hypnosis, and we're in this incredibly reactive state and not yet noticing the complete implications of getting caught in that pattern. So what I see happening is that we are going to change collectively as society in the same way that any particular individual changes as a result of eventually integrating the learning from their experience. I mean, haven't you ever learned something? Have you ever learned to jump off of a diving board after you were afraid the first several times? There was something about it. You took in knowledge, you experienced it, you felt this or that, and you tried it a little bit, and then ultimately you did it. So eventually there's a breakthrough, and breakthroughs are coming when reality becomes undeniable. And it's that deniability that we collectively as a society have been participating in for a long, long time. And just like as any group or company or any family ever breaks through a major issue that everyone shared together, knowing that, you know, oh, we all know that we're not talking about this. Don't you know that we're not talking about this? Yeah. No, we don't speak about that here. We don't talk about our emotions at the dinner table. If you have a feeling, keep it at home. Yeah, we only know we want to think and talk about the weather and keep things very, very nicey. And comply, because we're afraid. But that's changing. Because everything changes over time. And that's what I've noticed in the past 20-something years. A change in the quality of things, the change in what is considered okay, the change in what is considered beautiful has gotten skinnier and glossier and then actually taken away from any semblance of reality and now completely manufactured. See, that's the really crazy thing. It's one thing that we went from, if you look at the history of Playboy models, for example, they were still normally looking human beings up until the late 80s. And then around 1990, 91 or something, around about the time I believe there was some, you know, major increases in the application of, you know, that graphical technology, right? So the ability to alter these images and make them really, you know, funky and glossy and, you know, special and to really change what was being represented. So what was being represented to us as beauty went from being a picture of an example of something that's really naturally beautiful to a manufactured, computerized creation of what we're being told is beautiful. So I see that as kind of a severing right into the human psyche of, you know, understanding what is reality and our own ability to determine or to be to use our own inner senses, our own inner intuition, our own feeling, right, to help us self-define an experience of beauty, for example, right? Because, I mean, anyone listening knows what, you know, they've seen something really beautiful, an amazing piece of art, or a woman, or a really handsome guy, and you're just like, wow, that guy is just like, you know, just, oh, and you just feel, it's like, wow, you just feel something, you know? Should you not go with that experience and go, yeah, that's really valid? Oh, because no, someone else says that is not beautiful, and I should not listen to that. No. You need to listen to yourself. You need to listen to your own intuition. I think that's what we talk about every week here on the show in helping us to help you to recalibrate your own reality, to help yourself get back to a position of choice, to help yourself realize that a lot of the data that many of us are taking in that are affecting the choices that we're making, a lot of that data is intentionally being manipulated to affect your behavior. And when you hear about that and learn about that, and you discover that, you should be pissed, I think. And we're finding out more and more that there's people that we thought were cool that were actually doing things intentionally to manipulate our behavior, whether it be to tell us that we're not good enough or that we are in need of a pharmaceutical drug in order to help us feel better in crowds or to get rid of our toe fungus, you know, they're basically, you know, completely being manipulative. And when you notice those things, I think that's part of our message, is that part of you should be a little bit pissed and go, hey, okay, that's not really cool. We've crossed a boundary. You're sticking your thoughts and feelings into my head and manipulating me. Not very cool. As if you were to learn that even from a friend, you know, was being manipulative with you or holding something back in some way. That you can look at it for what it is. I would personally be a little bit angry, because that helps me to just kind of get that off my chest, because I am. Then to, you know, rapidly move to, all right, fine, boom, dismiss it, and just let it go and come back to the reality that you are at choice. You are at choice to say, no, I want to figure out, you know, how I can be healthy. I want to make those choices. I want to be back at that choice. And that's essentially a place of reclaiming consciousness as I see it. So where was I going with the story? So it's a birthday. It's time to reflect, time to look back, time to ponder, and time to look at where we are in the process of life. And where we are now is in this emerging time of being involved in what's happening here in our collective societal expansion of consciousness. Now, there's times where we talk on the show about, oh, this is really suckum, and we do a lot of complaining, and there is a lot of complaining to do. Not the least of which would be, I think, Merck yesterday or so announced that they want to start pushing some new immunization for some disorder that could manifest in the future, and that, you know, you should maybe be worried about, so therefore you should have another immunization now just in case, but we're not really sure, and don't forget about the side effects, it's all right, but don't be worried by taking our immunization and forget about all the implications of it. So, yeah, that's a little bit of complaining. Complaining about the pending economic crises and all the denial that we have gone through and just allowed ourselves to be a part of and co-create. Because, look, that's a lot of stuff that nobody really wants to understand or ever have to own up to, being involved in this major financial crisis that our country is currently facing. Really, the world is facing. We've all played a part in this thing, and now it's really, really big and ugly, and nobody wants to talk about it, know about it. I don't want to know about it, but, you know, it's happening. But for me to be completely ignorant of it would be to be intentionally ignorant. And one message we want to really put out there is just beware of that notion of being intentionally ignorant. Because once you hear about something, once you get some information or data, or you hear something from somebody that says, hey, you hear about this thing going on, you can't not have had that piece of information. You heard it already. Your brain is taking it in. So if you then start putting energy into ignoring that, I didn't hear that, I'm intentionally ignoring that piece of information, that is not part of my reality, well, now you're taking space, now you're taking your energy into ignoring something. And that you really can't proactively ignore something. You actually are putting more attention on it by doing so. So you can't ignore, and you can't not talk about stuff that's actually, you know, on your mind and in your feeling. So that's where we are. And moving forward towards serving that evolving societal expansion of consciousness in the sense of helping to organize its immersion. You know, as people come forward, people are learning now. And this is what we're teaching with Healthful Living, is that the intent of the model is essentially to help us to guide towards consciousness in six particular areas, six systems essentially that are comprising all of life. And that's why we use this this seed of life. If you look at the website, there's a sacred geometrical shape called the seed of life, which is known as the seed of all change, that which initiates anything that grows starts with any seed. And the seed of life grows from it all areas of life for humans. And there are six systems. There's the health of the body, the health of our mind, the health of spirit, which is that connection to whatever it is that we perceive as greater than us, or that we're connected to in all senses. The health of environment, health of earth, that's the same category, but really all of that space in our physical environment that affects our well-being and our ability to live and thrive and co-create, and the health of community systems, which are all those systems that we put in place that help us to connect amongst one another, all community systems, that includes politics and such, and then health of economy, which refers to all those systems and paradigms and belief systems that we put in place, we as collective humans, around the sharing of resources amongst each other. So the economy is an outcome of that area of health of economy, which is the entire collective human systems that we put in place to share resources amongst us. Because now there's, what, something like 7 billion people on the planet, and there's only so much resources on the entire Earth. So as we – and we can't not know that. You can't say, oh, I'm, you know, that's not really true. I am just that's debatable. No, we do know this. So when I say we, I'm talking about we, collectively, you, I, us, all of us, human beings, people that are paying attention to the nature of our reality, where we are. Okay, 7 billion people living on this planet, we know that. And let's not get into, because we could, you know, a life on other planets and UFOs, and we could talk about that maybe a little bit later. We'll see what happens. But here, from what we do know, yeah, this many people, this is what we're doing, this is the amount of food that we're making, this is where most of the wealth is kind of concentrated, these are the people, these are the companies, this is what's going on, we can see this now, you know, we have very, very real-time information. You know, years ago, it was just like, oh, we had to wait for reporting from agencies and things would come out in the paper, and then like years later, you would hear about a big scandal, right? Now, it's like scandal happens and boom, you know, really, really quickly you're hearing about it because there's so much information, so much more feedback that we all have every day, every moment about the nature of our reality. So much more data, so many more emails, so many more news flashes, so many more constantly running screens on the bottom of the screen, constantly telling you things, constantly filling your mind full of stuff, giving you very little time to actually do any of your own thinking, let alone your own feeling, which is really the driver of all that you ultimately do, is how you feel, your emotions, your heart, your inner intuition is really what drives it. The thing is, that gets co-opted by all this stuff going so fast. Do this, do that. You're not earning enough. Watch out for this. Be careful. Uh-oh. Hello. Be afraid. Watch out for this guy. Constantly. And keeping people in competition, of course. You're not as good as the other guy. Oh, you don't have that yet? You didn't upgrade? Oh, man. Just happened to me the other day. You know, somebody had just upgraded and said to me, hey, you need to download the thing so you can read the file that I just sent you because I upgraded and you haven't. And I said, well, wait a minute. No, why don't you go back and save it in the lower version, because most people are still in the lower version and you're being a dick by being up there telling me I have to change to be like you. You know? Okay, so that was a little bit of a rant. So things are changing so, so quickly. And there's so much opportunity and things can happen so fast. Somebody can put a video out on YouTube and it can be out to 3 million people in, you know, a day or so. So people are having this ability to connect with each other in really phenomenal ways. And it's creating the potential for massive change really, really quickly. I believe that the more that we start figuring this out, and we, again, being conscious people, people that really care, people that really care about themselves and others, and being honest, and being integral, and being innately human. And we could do a whole other show on what I mean by innately human, but really, everybody does know. The golden rule will define it, yeah. Really, everything that we all understand and know. I'm looking here at a quote that I wrote down about Aristotle said, how should a man live in order to be happy? And being happy is really the intention of life. Life is not meant to be miserable or fearful or full of pain. The nature of the universe is not that way. The nature of life. I mean, this is not, again, this is not philosophical. This is not woo-woo. This is just stuff. Go, you know, get your own sort of ponderance on it. Life itself, nature, does not create anything negative. It doesn't do that. It's not part of the universe, the world. Life just happens. Things grow. Things grow as a result of all kinds of different factors, their environment, their own genetic DNA history and what that brings into it and its capacity to grow and capacity to become, you know, flourish in a certain particular way and evolve into a certain particular kind of a being, whether it's a tree or a plant, or whether it gives fruit, or whether it's a, you know, particle or whatever it is. So all that stuff is going on. But The sea. Oh, I'm cracking myself up because I just lost my train of thought. But you know, we'll get right back to it in just a moment. Because we're going to keep talking about what is happening in our collective nature of reality and how quickly I think that we can really find a way to pull literally millions of people all together at the same time. Because it's already happening and the technology is there. And it's simply a matter of looking at what the pieces are and putting it all together in a common theme and a common thread that people will simply be attracted to, right? Because a lot of us are learning that now too, right? The Secret came out. Millions and millions of that being sold and many, many people resonating with that notion that what's going on in their minds and their hearts and their feeling actually has some effect about what's showing up in reality, in their world. And that's a really big deal because you're basically telling people that, yeah, you do have control. You do have a choice in the matter. And that is that center circle in the model, the healthful living model. That center circle represents you, the individual, and that reality that you are at choice in any given moment about your experience, about how you see it, about how you view it, about how you feel it. And that choice, part of that nature of reality, is that there is never anything that comes with a negative intention. Never comes, there's never an experience that was intended to screw you over just because. That's why. No, that's just not the way it works. There's stuff that happens that makes you feel that way, and that's how it all appears, but it's never the intention of an experience or anything really ever to be negative. We just get thrust into that interpretation because we've been thrown into fear and told how to think and how to feel all the time. So it really, really just messes with our head constantly. That's why health of mind is a huge, huge area, in that we have to help ourselves to understand what is going on in our mind and what is being, how our mind is being influenced by what's happening in the world around us. Yeah. Try closing your eyes for hours and you'll have a completely different experience of your own reality. I know that because I just recently did a 10-day Vipassana retreat where I was spending over 10 hours a day with my eyes closed. Well, I guess plus my sleeping time. So a lot of time. But noticing responses from other people when I talked to them about it that, they couldn't even imagine, like an hour of not being able to speak. Think about that. So just think about, what your own experience is of reality and where you are in it and what role you're playing and how you see yourself in that process. Because simply what I'm speaking about here is helping us to talk our way through a perspective of introspection and non-judgment of the nature of our reality, non-judgment of where we are right now. So if you see something that really sucks or that you're really, really angry about, how can we just look at it, see it for what it is, and then come back again to the focus of what do we want? Yeah. You can't not want something. What do you want? How do you want to feel? How healthy do you want to be? Because everyone does intend to be healthy in some regard. Everyone does intend to be a positive person. Everyone does intend to have wonderful, loving relationships with other people in phenomenally fun and co-creative kind of a ways. Everyone desires that. So the message is, how do we remain simply focused on it? So the next thing that's going to happen is the evolvement of a broader community and collection of healthful living. This is happening right now. We're inviting people to come and to be a part of the creation of a broader community of conscious individuals who essentially are looking at life this way. Many people already are. They're doing phenomenal things in the areas of health of body and doing incredible work with alternative and holistic medical approaches and building clinics and teaching people and applying these principles to helping groups and pockets of people to actually heal. I mean, it's phenomenal work that's going on. Yeah, we can talk just briefly now specifically about the whole autism arena and how this is going to be, and actually is, in my opinion, the undeniable epidemic that is a result of the implication of a lot of stuff that we collectively allowed to have happen by way of toxicity in our environment and effective immunizations and all these different factors significantly affecting, you know, a huge epidemic. Now, I'm not saying anything overly specific. I'm being general because I can be and I can be supported in those contentions because there are all these connections and something is going on. It's not nothing. And we can't not look at it anymore. And that's a major, major breakthrough for us collectively as a society to be, you know, kind of working on this and understanding it. There's a lot of denial going on in the mainstream, and there's a lot of work going on by conscious people, moms out there talking about it, sharing their experiences, sharing how they really felt, sharing what their intuition was, what their intuition said. Yeah. I mean, Jenny McCarthy was on Oprah just yesterday, or was it 2 days ago, right? Sharing her true, honest, real story. Yeah, not a glossed up version or something that was made to look like somebody wants to make it okay or there's pity or this or that, but just honesty. And that's really where we have to just drive to, is getting back to being honest and being real to help ourselves to help ourselves to help ourselves to help each other. That's where it has to go. And it's happening. And it's growing and it's moving and it's a natural evolvement out of the collective congealing of those conscious people that are figuring it out, right? Parents, moms, people, pockets of people here and there learning, connecting together, finding each other, figuring it out, getting their own help, getting changes, getting breakthroughs, moving things forward. I mean, this is what's happening. It's a natural next step in the evolution of any conscious organism is to have those particular components come together as a collective and serve in some way the greater whole, the greater purpose. And that's what's happening now. And that's what's happening now. So, on that note, I am going to take a quick break, play a quick song, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to bring on the line a gentleman by the name of Matthew Sluter. He's going to be on the line. He's going to be connecting with me a little bit about his experience over the past 7 years. He has also had a phenomenal perspective on changes that have been happening in our environment, specifically around this whole issue of food and nutrition and how that's affecting society as a greater whole. And some of the patterns that were caught in there. So it'll be a really interesting conversation. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Welcome back to 89.5 KPOO San Francisco. You are listening to Reality Sandwich. Reality Sandwich. We are back, and I'm back here. Martin Matthews, on my 42nd birthday today, reflecting on the nature of reality and how our world has been changing and shifting and modifying and how that's affecting all of us and hopefully how we can figure out what to do about it. I have on the line Matthew Sluter, and we were chatting last night about the nature of reality, and he's got another phenomenal perspective, and I hope that he's with me. Are you there?
I'm here, Matthew. Martin?
Yes. Yeah, I'm Matthew.
Martin Matthews?
That's okay. We'll talk about that later. So, hey, you've had a pretty fascinating experience over the last 5 to 7 years, kind of in your own personal awakening. Can you just give us a brief kind of rundown of what you've been doing?
I left Northern California after high school and went to college in Arizona. Had, as I say, a few spiritual doors open up around the time of 20, and just basically tapped into my intuition a bit, and that instigated me shifting from business focus to American Indian studies. And upon studying the history of American Indian, the injustices associated with that, I had the fires of social justice ignited within me. And once that started happening, I started to broaden my focus to other social justice issues. And at that time, started to have experiences of using nutrition and holistic healing practices to improve my mood and my energy and bring my body back into balance. And really just started to have a calling to focus on bridging nutrition and social justice. So I graduated with my American Indian Studies degree and participated in a lot of activism in Tempe, Arizona, and then moved here to the Bay Area, to Marin, around 2 years ago, and was fortunate to move into a community in West Marin out in the Redwoods. And since then, I have been engaged in every aspect of of nutrition and community building, and just started an organization, Sustainable Health Institute. And
I wanted to ask you specifically what's the piece behind the Sustainable Health Institute? I mean, we're speaking of living sustainably, living consciously. Yeah.
Well, the thrust of the Sustainable Health Institute is to enable community or individuals and communities to thrive. And we have a few basic principles, such as everybody really acts to take care of themselves, as a basic foundation. That we're all biologically unique. Is huge. That if you want to change your health, you should change. The first place to start is by changing your environment, which your environment makes up your. That goes from your physical and cellular environment to mm-hmm. your personal immediate environment to your larger community, world sphere environment. So those are some of the principles that are guiding us, and we are focusing initially on activists and progressives, people who are working to create a world of health, peace, and social justice and sustainability in the Bay Area, to really enable us all to know the tools that we can use to thrive and to not burn out and to have energy and, most importantly for me, produce happy chemicals.
Right.
That's the general thrust, I would say.
Right. Yeah, I think it's pretty phenomenal to hear because there's you look around and there's these pockets of people that are doing similar kind of things, organizing around this common notion of creating a sustainable organism by living healthfully, by working together in a way that actually does work for each other versus this system that we've seemed to have gotten caught in, that we're all working so hard but we're not really getting very healthy because the foods that we're eating are really crappy and the only people that are really making it are those way, way up at the top, and everyone else is kind of struggling. It's not a very great way to be. So it's interesting to actually look around and help ourselves see all the different pockets of what's going on. Because what I find is that when I start talking to people about the nature of what change that's going on in our world, and I speak about it in a phenomenally positive way, because this is just simply an evolution. If we look around, the world seems kind of crappy right now. I mean, there's this war stuff going on, there's economic stuff we don't know about, there's housing market stuff we don't know about. We don't really know what to believe anymore because we've been so manipulated. We went through this whole experience with the stock market, 5-6 years ago, where we all thought it was great, we all thought it was really wonderful, and then it disappeared because we were just making it up. There was no real value, and now we did the same thing again with the real estate market, and oh my God, we don't have to pay attention to that. It's really scary. So we're like, but that's not where we focus. We focus on the reality that it's all part of a process of life, the grander scheme of things. No different than myself looking today at being 42 versus in a beautiful card from my wife this morning saying I look forward to the next 42 years because we'll certainly be together when I'm 84, Julie and I. So I had this perspective of like, wow, I'm halfway to 84. And, so where are we halfway to? We, collectively human beings, right now in this particular place and time, we're learning so much. We're figuring things out. We're connecting. And look at what we're doing with the technology in a really great way. We're using it to connect and grow and learn. And people of like minds are able to get online and make their own community, right? They can make their own community online. And people have, they're doing their thing. Life is happening. Life is evolving. We're doing great.
It's happening.
It's happening. And if we can simply help ourselves to look around and remember that, then we can go, yeah, it is happening. But then you get stuck with someone sometimes who goes, oh, yeah, but they are so strong and they really feel scrappy and oh, my God, and they're poisoning us. And, And, okay, so you're going to then say, oh, okay, well, then I should just succumb. It's too expensive. I should just succumb. I'm being pulled in that direction. I'm being pulled to the negative force. The Matrix is calling me. I've been told that I'm not good enough. I've been told I have to keep earning this thing. I've been told this. I've been told that. If I don't do what I'm told, what's going to happen? If I do what I say myself, wait a minute, I don't have much experience with that. Self-reliance? Making my own choices? Following my own intuition? Wait a minute, who are you talking to over here?
Pretty bold.
Yes.
So, this brings up just a little something, speaking of evolution and health and consciousness, when I look at this whole nature of reality that we're participating in, what, you know, I tend to have a lot of optimism and a really positive outlook on our ability to really turn this ship around, and even though things seem to be just getting so, so bad, I think that there's really potential for us for things to shift quite quickly. And, you know, some of the things that really feed that that positive outlook that I have are, you know, when I look out and see things like micro-remediation and phytoremediation or bioremediation, where there's this intelligence in plants or, let's say, with mushrooms or blue-green algae, things like this, where this is something that, you know, came about on our Earth millions of years ago, and it just happens to be so perfectly suited to cleaning up and rebalancing the problems that we've made in the last 100 years with our tinkering with
right.
the rules and laws of nature.
Yeah,
You know, the fact that mushrooms just happen to process and actually metabolize into non-toxic compounds, hydrocarbons and petrochemicals. You know, or that something like chlorella or blue-green algae can go in your body and very intelligently collect metals and collect these toxins and safely remove them from your body and, you know, really set about a process of cell regeneration.
Right.
And, you know, all of these things, is that's when I look out and I say, you know, everything really in this world wants to rebalance itself, and it's mm-hmm. has that inherent inertia, and that's, you know, that's what it wants to do. And so I you know, really look at our work in the world as finding out how do we step in and find those ways in which we can help the entire larger process rebalance itself.
And
that's nutrition and all the evolutionary consciousness that we're working on.
It's really focusing on the simply, it's focusing on the ball, focusing on the seed, focusing on, you know, what is it that serves life? What is it that makes me healthy? Yeah, and doing that thing. And the thing is, so many people have been afraid to believe that, or they've been made to be afraid of anything that's natural, right? Or to be afraid of anything that's in the environment or, you know, potentially random. And being sold the certainty of, you know, a pill or pharmaceutical or a certain other way of being, right, through mm-hmm. by fear. And have been inadvertently learning to not trust the nature of life and the nature of reality. Mm-hmm. And what I hear you saying is, you know, is precisely what we're all talking about, that the nature of reality is that life always will thrive and grow and heal if you focus on how do I help it thrive and grow and heal.
Right.
And not on how do I stop getting a particular disease that normally hits people around the age of 42. Because right now I could be really afraid if I wanted to take upon all the belief systems of all the people that are trying to influence me, you know, all the other people who had stuff happen to them. So, oh, you're doing it 42. Oh, boy, geez, watch out now. You know, so I could listen to that. I can go, all right, oh, boy, all these things mean gloom and doom. When, in fact, the reality is, okay, look, I've been paying attention. I have no problem that I'm moving through this process of life. I've been integrating my experiences over time. I've been applying that pretty well, and I'm paying attention, and I'm feeling pretty good. So whatever you got, keep it over there, okay? And you know, I'm happy to say just one last thing on my birthday, that I am in the best physical shape I've ever been in my life, and it's simply a matter of perspective and how you see it and how you view yourself every particular day. And you know, that's the reality that we're all sort of relearning a little bit. And as we do, let's find out who is thinking the same kind of a way. You know, to your point earlier, to the point of, you want to know who else also views the nature of reality, who else's reality sandwich is that of life will heal, life will grow, life will – let's focus on that and not, I have to be afraid and I have to be compliant, right? I'm only putting that on just to show the severity of, you know, what I'm talking about. I'm not being judgmental. Yeah. I'm just noticing what there is. And, you know, hey – That's what is. So there's a phenomenal opportunity right now. I think we're sitting on this concept, this idea of pulling this together on a cohesive whole, calling it a single thing that will help everyone to understand precisely what it is and how it resonates with them and how they fit into it and how they can serve a broader co-creation and essentially create a movement of these people, you know, very simply. And we're essentially putting it out there. You know, we're attracting and just doing the thing. I mean, that's what we learn, right? Do what you love, and the money or the resources to create it will follow.
Absolutely.
And the challenge is just, you know, just keep doing your thing, doing your thing, doing your thing, following what's in your heart in some regard, and bringing that forth and sharing it with others in a way that helps them and aids them. And I see that happening so many pockets.
Absolutely.
When I look around in our world today and I look online and I see the growth of Yahoo groups and Google groups and all these different people out there putting up websites, putting up blogs. We have an amazing mom, one of the healthful living moms who's, you know, totally holistic and learning some great stuff. And she created this whole blog to share with other people. And, you know, people are drinking kombucha and getting healthier and they're doing things. You know, so stuff is going on. And it's exciting. And it's really exciting. And it's no matter who you are, where you are, what your life is about, you have so many reasons to be excited about the possibility of change, positive change, occurring in the future. Despite anything that you're currently seeing in your reality about the nature of what's happening in regard to what you see in the paper every particular day or what you're being told.
Yes.
Yeah. So there needs to be more dialogue on this, talking about this. And the cool thing is, wherever we are, that's where we are, and we're going to be doing more of it. We're not in deficit. It's not that we haven't done enough so far, and we should be concerned. Not at all.
Right.
Never. There is never a negative interpretation of anything based on its purest intention.
Mm-hmm.
So when you find yourself coming up with something negative, oh, that happened because of me. I'm not good enough for that. That's why that happened. Because I blew it. I didn't get that parking space. It's the truth is that there's never a circumstance ever where that would ever be completely scientifically validatable.
You know,
so why go with it?
You're bringing up something that for me has been very instrumental in my evolution as I go through life. Is in my American Indian Studies courses, we learned that across the board, indigenous peoples in every continent, when you go back to your first peoples and their languages, they do not have a word for guilt. This very what with patriarchal religions, there's this complete concept of guilt, of feeling bad because you did something
right,
wrong.
Right.
And there's this lack of this right and wrong. And it's not to mean that people don't give that they don't take, you know, something seriously or really look at it and examine it.
Right.
But it's that they don't say, you know what, that happened and that should not have happened.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to beat myself up because of that. It's, well, this happened. How do we learn from what happened?
Right.
And how do we improve as we step forward and walk on our path?
Absolutely perfect. I'm going to wrap it up right in a second. Yep. I'm going to let you go, Matthew. We'll talk soon.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Thank you for
calling.
Happy
birthday.
All right. Thanks. I just want to wrap up on that last note right there. Absolutely beautiful point that Matthew made there about guilt. Yeah. Our society has created this notion of guilt. We judge those experiences as being bad. There is no guilt. That's only a thing being put upon us. Just notice that. That's the main thing. We'll speak about that more as we go forward in Reality Sandwich, because the reality is that you're simply learning. You are where you are. You're doing your best to be conscious, to be around, to pay attention, to integrate all the information and knowledge that you have, to do your best for yourself and others in any given moment. And hopefully that tastes good to you too. My name is Martin Matthews. I'm a certified clinical and medical hypnotherapist with Healthful Living and Healthful Living Advocate. You can find out more about me and my co-host and wife, Julie Matthews. She'll be back next week with an amazing interview with Dr. Beverly Yates, naturopathic doctor back here to Reality Sandwich. And you can find out more about the show. Get any of the past shows available for free download at realitysandwichradio.com. Thanks for listening. This has been my birthday, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks with Julie. Remember, all positive change begins with you. Thanks for listening. Is it getting better?